Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. This is the Lamp and Light broadcast coming to you from Central Baptist Church in beautiful Ocala, Florida. Lamp and Light is a ministry that takes a book of the Bible, verse by verse, teaching it as it is, to men as they are, without compromise or apologies, while at the same time speaking the truth in love, giving the lamp and light to all. Last week, in our study on 1 Thessalonians chapter 3, we were taught that too many Christians get the unsaved down the aisle for salvation and then just leave them on their own. Let's continue with that thought today. And now, here is our teacher and radio pastor, Dr. Andy Bloom.
We want to get them down the aisle to get them saved, we say. But then after that, there's not much that we do. We may utter, well, hey, we missed you at church last Sunday. And that's the extent of anything we try to do to get them on the right road. And my friend, before too long, you have people that are no longer in church. They're like the seed on the rock. And they're not walking with God. They're not witnessing. They're not doing anything. We're just having too many stillbirths in the local churches today. Now, my friend, understand, Jesus is coming. Don't get discouraged with the wayside people, the rock people, or the thorny ground people. Keep working in the good soil, knowing that is where you want to be if the Lord Jesus Christ comes back today. And you know He could. And when He comes, you want to be found sowing the Word of God and prayer. See to it that your heart is good soil in which you plant the Word of God. Break up the fallow ground. Get out the thorns and the rocks. Make sure that it is good ground for the Word of God. So we've seen prayer in thankfulness and joy, and then we've next considered praying tenaciously. Now finally, we go to 1 Thessalonians 3:11 in our verse-by-verse study, and we see praying tenderly. Praying tenderly. Verse 11 says, "Now God Himself and our Father and our Lord Jesus Christ direct our way unto you." The importance of this section of the paragraph of chapter 3 is seen in its reference to the Trinity. We see there God Himself speaking to the Father, and God Himself and our Father and our Lord Jesus Christ. We see the Father and the Son clearly in that passage. But you say, but what about the Holy Spirit? Well, He said, "Now God Himself direct our way." And it's in conjunction with our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. Now, whose ministry is it to direct? Well, that's the Holy Spirit. That's His duty. That's what He does as part of the Trinity. He directs. And so, in this one verse, you see the Trinity. And this is a call unto the Trinity to help accomplish this work. Now, there were those in Thessalonica trying to bring in false doctrine. And obviously, a contemporary mindset to pull them from holiness. They were trying to get them to have blended church services. And they were putting man first and God and His holiness second. Now, we live in a day when we see all standards of right under attack. And my friend, it is important that we see there can be joy and victory, but only through the Word of God and prayer, if it's going to be a lasting joy and victory. There must be an ongoing ministry. We just simply cannot rest in what we used to do. Now, you have to understand, 2 Timothy 3:12 is very clear. "Yea, and all that will live godly in Christ Jesus shall suffer persecution." Now, friend, there will always be bad circumstances. There will always be opposition if you stick true to the word. But that's all right. Greater is he that is in us than he that is in the world. One writer said that we need to have a hide of denim and a heart of blue lace. In other words, a tender heart, but a hide that is as tough as denim, because we will be opposed. I think of Stephen. He prayed for those that were stoning him. And when I think of ourselves, we want to attack the person that has said something bad about us. And that wasn't the way the Lord wanted it. A good man's steps are ordered by the Lord, Psalms 37:23 tells us. The word ordered in Hebrew is the same as in the Greek here for direct. Are you looking to God to direct your steps and your life? Now, you can say that you are, but how can God do that if you're not spending time each day in His Word and in prayer? You see, it simply does not make sense to say that God is directing my steps when we're not walking with God. Look to God through His Word and prayer to direct your steps, your life. We need a tenderness in our heart that prays and asks God to work through the entire Trinity to use us to rescue the perishing and to care for the dying, and to ask God to use us to edify the saints. My friend, allow your heart to be tenderized with compassion. Isn't it interesting? Some of us that remember years ago are mothers. They might have a pound steak. And we call it round steak today. We called it pound steak. Because they would get that little mallet out and they'd pound that thing like crazy to tenderize it. And sometimes that's what happens in the Christian life. All the persecution, the trials, the troubles, the tribulations is many times God's way of allowing us to become tender towards His will as well as His Word. Have you lost a tender heart for our Lord? We need to once again to dampen the altars of our local church with tears. We need to empty our hearts with intercession for others. We need to have an outpouring of prayer for the spiritual condition of the people we both know and love. Now, listeners, if you're saved, you're in Christ, I want to challenge you to make a commitment to pray for loved ones, whether they're unsaved or backslidden. Go to the altar of your church and pray for them. Go to the altar and pray for the ministry of your church. If your church has a bus ministry, pray for it. If it has a radio ministry, pray for it. Pray for the Sunday service, the Wednesday services. Pray for all the ministries, bus, what have you. Pray for every ministry of your church. Pray for laborers, people who will be dedicated and committed and doctrinally right. And then pray at the altar in your local church to be used of God. You may need to pray and ask God to show you where the harvest is. Where is the work He wants you to do? Pray and ask God to use you. Now, my friend, it's a good question to ask ourselves. Are you interceding? Are you praying fervently for anyone, for something besides temporal things as health and finances? We pray so much more earnestly about those things than we do the spiritual. Now, it's not wrong to pray for those things, but the spiritual is more important. However, let me also add, the most important thing is that you know you're saved. Have you come to Jesus to be delivered from your sin and to be given everlasting life? Did you hear the Word of God and anon with joy received it? But standards and hard times made you wilt and you quit? Maybe what you thought was a salvation was an emotion and not a heart commitment. And you need to be truly saved. Now, my friend, He will save you if you'll come to Him. He will save you, and He'll save you now. You say, what must I do to be saved? First of all, admit your need. I'm a sinner. All have sinned and come short of the glory of God. Be willing for the Lord to take your sin away. We call this repentance. You turn to God, realizing you can't overcome sin. Sin is greater than you. But you know the one that can. And so you turn to Him with a complete willingness for Him to take your sin away. And believing that Jesus Christ shed His precious blood on the cross and died for your sins and paid your penalty in full, and that He was buried and 3 days later rose up from the dead, you receive Him into your life as your God and Savior. You see, Jesus did all the work for salvation. He paid the penalty on the cross. He rose up from the dead. He paved the way. All you must do now is receive Him. In Romans 10:9-10, it says that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and believe in thine heart that God has raised Him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. For with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. My friend, why not right where you are right now? Give your heart and life to Jesus Christ. Let Him save your soul right now. Would you pray and ask Him to save you? I'll form a prayer here in just a moment. The prayer that I form will only be words if you don't mean it. But if you really mean this, then right where you are, pray this prayer. Dear God, I know I'm a sinner, and I need forgiveness. Forgive me of my sins. I believe that Jesus Christ, Almighty God in the flesh, shed His blood on the cross and died for my sin. All my sin. I believe 3 days later He rose up from the dead. I right now invite Jesus Christ into my heart and my life as my Lord, as my God, as my Savior. Save me right now. Thank You for saving me. In Jesus' name, amen. Now, my friend, if you just prayed that prayer and you just asked the Lord to save you, write us and let us know. I have a booklet that I want to send to you that will help you to grow in your new Christian life. I wrote the book, and it has questions and so forth. It'll help you to go back and look. It is your gift, completely free. If you'll just write and say, Brother Andy, I ask the Lord to save me listening to the broadcast today, and I'll send that to you. Now, you may already be saved, but you'd like to have that booklet to help you grow in your Christian life and to help others grow. Well, you just write me and say, I would like to have the Building Blocks book, and I will send that to you absolutely free. Well, I see that my time is up, and I want to thank you for listening today to the Lamp and Light broadcast. Now, my friend, please allow the lamp of God's Word to be the light that you follow today.
We want to thank you for listening to the Lamp and Light broadcast. If you would like a CD or cassette tape of today's message by Dr. Bloom, send us your name, mailing address, the radio station by which you are listening, the date of the broadcast, and a gift of $5 to Lamp and Light Broadcast, 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. We also welcome your comments on the broadcast and Bible questions. Again, you may write us at the same address, which is 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. You may also visit us on the web at www.centralbaptistocala.org. No breaks. Click to the Lamp and Light. Again, that web address is www.centralbaptistocala.org with no breaks. This is your announcer, Jerry Banks, saying may God's peace be with all that are in Christ Jesus.